All right, terrific.
Okay.
Okay, so the first question is, what has been the most beneficial part of the facilitator's program so far for you as a facilitator, and how has this made a difference in your life? So once again, what has been the most beneficial part of the facilitator's program so far for you as a facilitator, and how has this made a difference in your life? So take a moment to consider that. Make some notes if you would like. Okay, how are folks doing? Do they need another minute, or?
We're good here at the monastery.
Okay. All right, well, let's keep going. So how about a volunteer facilitator, again, for the first three folks? Who would be willing to?
I'll do it. This is Janet.
Well, that's a great response, and I think I missed most of those.
Janet.
Janet,
Tracy.
Okay, great. Janet, go ahead.
Okay.
Janet,
so
you're facilitating, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, who's facilitating? I am. Janet?
Yeah, so who's facilitating? Janet, you're facilitating, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
And this is Sequoia.
Our first
I'll go first.
All right, great.
And this is who? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Sequoia.
Okay, hi, Sequoia. So what did you see in that?
I just saw that one of the most beneficial parts of the program for me is just having the support of this program and having that show up in commitment, and just making a commitment to this program and making a commitment to facilitation, and particularly making a commitment to self-facilitation.
Yeah, so it came up for you that the most important thing was having the support of this program. And what really came up was having a commitment, you know, really setting a commitment there, and a commitment to facilitation, but for you especially, it's been self-facilitation.
Yes, and that has just been so beneficial in my life. I've just experienced some of the most powerful facilitation sessions in that self-facilitation.
Yeah, doing that self-facilitation has really given you so many powerful experiences.
Yes, and it's good to know I carry the facilitator with me wherever I go.
Yeah, it's really good to know that you carry the facilitator with you wherever you go.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Who's next? Was that Lisa? Oh, Ramita.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, Ramita.
What rises to the top for me when I think about the program was the opportunity that we had at the Green Cove Retreat to share responsibility for roles like guest master and work director and cook. It was unexpected, and to see how really untrustworthy conditioning is. But
so for
that,
you, the best thing was the opportunity that you had at Green Cove, where you actually got to share the responsibility, you know, the behind the scenes at the retreat. you know, taking different responsibilities. And it was really, it sounded like unexpected for you. And it really gave you a chance to see how really untrustworthy conditioning is.
Yeah, it was like conditioning was being watched for more consistently throughout the day. There was no downtime. And in my normal everyday life, most of which isn't at the monastery, there's a lot of times when conditioning convinces me that I can relax and I don't have to pay such close attention. And it was really important because when I facilitate or you know, sit on my cushion and do the groups, there's a tendency to think that, you know, to identify with the part that thinks it knows what's going on and that everything's okay. And it just raised my whole... it raised the intensity of my paying attention to a new level.
Yeah, so the opportunity was one where you really got to raise the intensity of your being watchful of what's going on. You got to really be there with no downtime, you know, so that you got to really watch conditioning and it sounds like not be caught up in that. You know, you got to really pay close attention.
Right, so I'm a smidgen less likely to fall for some of the tricks that conditioning has to say, you know, or you can relax, you're doing fine, you're centered, and I can question that too. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Ramita.
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. The thing that I've, or there's many things that I've appreciated, but the one thing that has been really supportive for me has been, I guess you would call it like the accountability piece of the support. I really liked how, you know, there's a lot of resistance that can come up towards, like there's a part of me that wants to facilitate, wants to be involved in the facilitation program, knows that it's really a way for me to really, you know, facilitate myself, deepen my practice. I know it's, you know, for lack of a better word, it's good for me. And then there is this part of me that has a lot of resistance, you know, conditioning, that can say, oh, well, you're tired. You don't have to be on that phone call. Or, oh, you know, you don't need to write on the blog. Or, oh, that's not important. And then having the facilitation communicator or the monastery contacts and saying, hey, you've missed some calls, or hey, let's talk about the resistance people might be experiencing about the blog. Like, I really like how they address the resistance so it really can't hide. You know, it's like this lit up room and there's no place for conditioning to kind of pull me into a dark corner.
Yeah, so for you, it's really the accountability of the support that you've gotten, it sounds like, throughout the whole program, so that it seems like every step of the way, resistance is being addressed. So you can't actually get back in the back room with resistance because, you know, the facilitation program itself will just be right there like, okay, well, you're getting resistance, like maybe it's saying you're too tired, you don't have to, whatever, and then at the same time the monastery is right there or the program's right there saying, okay, well, let's look at this, you know, and what's coming up, and it seems like you've been supported every step of the way.
Yeah, and yes, and it's such a model, I think, like, so, you know, everything is everything, you know, so even the way the program is run is such a model for how I can support myself, because rather than the program beating me up for not blogging, or rather than the program, I don't know, allowing that to happen, like the program, whatever the facilitator, communicator, or the monastery addresses it head on in a very like gentle, but also like, hey, let's really open that up, you know, let's not let any piece of it hide. So it's almost, it's like amazing because the program is a model for what I would even want my personal mentor to be, where, you know, it gently says, let's look at that. You're not doing something. And let's look at it not because you're wrong or you've done something wrong, but because I care about you and I know this is what you want and something's getting in the way and we need to talk about what's getting in the way. And so in that way, the program is such a model for my own practice or what I want it to be.
Yeah, so you're seeing it really as a model for your own practice. I really care about you. I really want to help you figure this out. Let's gently look at it, and let's address it head on and open it up. And that's, what has happened there is what you see as a model for your own process and your own, sounds like modeling, you're mentoring yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. That's terrific. How about the next volunteer facilitator?
And Tracy?
Tracy?
Sure.
Go ahead. And then who would like to chair?
This is Jeffrey.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi. I'll share.
Great.
The one great support that I didn't expect to be so excited about is the blog, because there's that accountability there as well, but also something that I can read oftentimes every day that brings me back to the program itself.
Yeah, so one of the things that you found supportive kind of surprisingly is the blog, because not only does it keep you accountable, but reading it every day kind of just brings you back to what it is that you're committed to.
Yeah, and it's what I've noticed lately with it is that there's not a way to do it wrong. It's about participating and looking at what's going on with you.
Yeah, so noticing that there's not a way to do it wrong, and it's about participating.
Yeah, and it seems like a great support and kind of a metaphor for facilitation, that there's not a way to do it wrong. It's the participating that's the most important part.
Yeah, so seeing it as a metaphor for facilitation, that there's not a way of doing it wrong, that it's just about participating.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Mickey.
Hi, Mickey.
Hi, Tracy. I wanted to echo that comment about the blog, because for me, one of the things that I wrote down that have been the greatest benefit for me so far is both the blog and the calls, and the reason for that, what they have done in my life is that I just realized what a privilege it is to be practicing with people who are practicing at this level. Some of the most recent blog comments have just sort of blown me away in that I recognize both my own situation and the truth of what's being pointed to. And so both of them, the calls and the blog, I think have really, have the effect of kind of like pulling my practice up to a new level, because all of us are participating with this level of responsibility and accountability.
Yeah, so seeing how, echoing the last caller, that for you it's the blog as well as the support calls, and really having the opportunity to practice with people at this level, and reading some of the blogs, you're so blown away that you're seeing that it's kind of like a feeling of a lifting up, and really just, practicing at this level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's really all I have to say. Thank you.
Great, thanks.
This is Marie.
Bob.
Hi, Marie.
Hi. Well, let's see. What comes up for me, there's a lot of beneficial things, but I think what seems the most beneficial is the level of attention that the monastery's given the facilitation program. Because when it was first starting, I was a little afraid somehow the practice was going to go off on some weird tangent. And I see how that's not so, how it's so much a part of the monastery and, how practice has been represented at the monastery. And so I really appreciate that.
Yeah, so you're appreciating the attention that you're getting, that the monastery is giving this program, and noticing when it started, a little bit of fear about it kind of just kind of moving away from practice, not moving away, but just
possibly.
Not being, yeah, exactly. And just noticing that the actual attention that is given to it makes it really feel like it is an extension of the monastery and is an extension of practice.
Yeah, and I'm just kind of a little amazed how that facilitation blog happened, and how it's such an incredible, amazing support, you know, for practice in general, and for the facilitation program really, really being a what I would say a really deep program.
So seeing how the blog has been just a great support for this facilitation program, and just for just support, support for practice in general.
Yeah, and I was also at the Green Cove retreat, and that was a really amazing experience. And it was just such a great balance of kind of being put out there, but also having a lot of support at the same time.
Yeah, so having the experience of being really put out there and yet having the support at the same time.
Yeah, I think that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Chris, are we ready to move on with the next question?
Yeah, we certainly could do that. That sounds great.
All right. So this is Jan, and we have a second question for folks to consider and be ready to respond to, and that would be, what does your heart say is the next step for you as a facilitator? Perhaps this is something conditioning is uncomfortable with and says you're not ready for, but in your heart you feel drawn to and at some level know you're ready for. Folks will take a minute or so to consider your answer to that. All right, so I'm going to ask for this round of responding that we experiment with having the person who's going to give the response just kind of have one exchange. So we'll have somebody give their response, the facilitator will facilitate that, and then let's move on to the next person. In part, this is an information gathering process too. So hearing, without compromising the depth of the experience, hearing from as many folks as we can would be great. And if you had an opportunity to respond to the first question, again, in the name of hearing from as many folks as we can, maybe you would hold back on the next couple. So who would like to be the facilitator for the next three responses?
This is Claire.
Jan.
All right, Claire. And who would like to respond to this question?
Bob. So, well, it's funny because when I heard next step, what really came up for me is really just continuing to take the same step over and over again, which is to show up regularly, to show up for the calls, to show up for facilitation, to, you know, speak up and offer to facilitate in these calls, because that does it for me. Like, that's always what conditioning is going to put up in front of me, that I'm not, that I, you know, that that I shouldn't do those things. And so it really does feel just doing those things that are already there in front of me as offerings really are my next step.
When you had the question about what is the next step, for you it's about taking the step again and again to show up and speak up in these calls and as a facilitator. That's where your conditioning tries to... I can't remember your words, but that's where your conditioning prevents you from participating.
Thank you.
This is Penny. Karen.
Hi, Penny.
Hi. My next step would be to do more self-facilitation. I've done it some, but I haven't made it a regular practice. And so making it a regular practice would be my next step.
So your next step would be to do more self-facilitation. You've done some self-facilitation, and you'd like to make it a regular practice.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Lynette,
please.
Yeah, my next step, and I've been looking at it, is to, I have a very, a group that's familiar to me, and so my next step is to begin another group of people that are unknown and just be out there and let that happen.
So you have one group of folks that are familiar to you, and your next step is to go out there and start a new group with unknown folks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So now
Thanks,
we need
Claire.
To say that.
Yep. Who would like to facilitate next?
Bob?
Amy?
Okay. All right, Bob, I heard you first.
Okay.
Karen?
Karen?
Hi. So for me, I also want to echo the practice of showing up, especially when conditioning is trying to talk me out of it. And also for me then, I believe I read somewhere there's a facilitator's retreat in August of 2011 at the monastery, followed by a camping trip, so I'm committing to show up for that.
So for you, it's to show up when conditioning is trying to talk you out of it, and you heard about the facilitation retreat and the camping retreat that's going to follow it next year, and you really committed to doing that.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Janet.
For
me, it was really getting my group started, but my group is started now, and I had so much resistance to that. I had so much resistance to facilitating on this call, so I feel like those two things I've just done. But so I'm thinking that I've had such an amazing response to having a group. I'd really like to have to go into really having a sangha here and, you know, by the spring do some kind of a fundraising. So I really want to commit to that.
So there was initially resistance to, you know, facilitating on these calls, and then there was the work of getting started with your group, and now what you're really looking at is creating a sangha where your group is now.
Yeah, and I echo the same thing of coming to the facilitation retreat in August.
Coming to the facilitation retreat in August.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Michael.
Michael?
Mine is, for me in my practice, and what it is ending my relationship with self-hate.
Mm-hmm. So for you in your practice, it's ending your relationship with self-hate.
Yes, thank you.
Hi, this is Cameron.
Cameron?
Cameron, I think now Bob's facilitated three folks. Cameron, were you wanting to respond, or would you like to facilitate?
I was volunteering to respond. I facilitated last call, so I thought I would
okay,
not
no
volunteer
problem.
For that this time.
All right. So if you will be on hold while we get a facilitator ready
Thanks.
Here. Who will facilitate next?
This is Amy.
Penny will.
Amy, excellent.
Okay. I'm committed to more self-facilitating in an effort to really develop a strong relationship with my mentor.
So you're committed to self-facilitating in an effort to establish a relationship with the mentor.
Yes, a really stronger relationship, and also to not hiding out, to being coming forth more.
And also to not hide out and to come forth more.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Amy. What kind of came up for me with the question of what does your heart say was to get more in touch with my heart and what direction my heart wants to go in, which I'm sure is just deeper and deeper into the practice and a deeper commitment.
So your response to the question of what your heart wants is to get more in touch with your heart and to go deeper and deeper into the practice.
Right, whatever direction that takes me.
And whatever direction that takes you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Andrea.
Hey, Andrea.
Hi. What my heart says is I would like to participate either more in the Philadelphia sitting group or and or start own group in the area on a different day.
So what your heart says is that you would like to be more in the Philadelphia sitting group and or start a group of your own on a different day.
Yeah. And what I'm hearing is that I don't have enough time to do it.
And what you're hearing is that you don't have enough time to do it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are other folks hearing music in the background?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I thought maybe we were having a religious experience. All right. Whoever was, maybe we were. I don't know, but it seems to be gone now. All right. Amy, are you willing to facilitate one more person since that was kind of an exciting experience there? All right.
This is Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, Amy. I think for me, a good next step would be to bring more attention to just all that comes up, the personalities and all that comes up around facilitation, and make a really quality reassurance tape.
So the next step for you would be to pay more attention to all these personalities that come up around facilitation and to make a reassurance tape.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Chris, I think in terms of our scheduled flow, we might be ready to go to the next question. What do you say?
Yeah, I think that sounds great.
All right.
So question number three is, how would you like to be supported by the monastery as you move forward with your facilitation practice in specific and in representing practice in general? So another way of saying that might be, what can the monastery do more of, or what new supports might the monastery consider offering to assist you in taking your facilitation practice where you want it to go? Shall I say those again?
Please do.
Okay. So how would you like to be supported by the monastery as you move forward with your facilitation practice in specific and in representing practice in general? Or something along the lines of, what can the monastery do more of? Or what new supports might the monastery consider offering to assist you in taking your facilitation practice where you want it to go?
Thank you.
Okay, how's everyone doing with that? Another moment, or are we all set? Sounds like ready to go. Okay, great. So how about a volunteer facilitator to get us rolling on this next question?
This is Jen.
Penny, I'll take.
Oh, I missed the first person who spoke up.
This is Jen.
Jen, that's who it was. Great. Jen, you can be the facilitator, and then how about someone who shares?
This is Tracy.
Tracy, perfect.
Hi, Tracy. What are you seeing about this?
I'm seeing that I would love some kind of feedback, and I don't know if it's in the form of a recording, it's like being able to send someone a recording, or if it's like going to a retreat and having the chance to facilitate a group and getting some feedback on that. But, yeah, just wanting feedback.
Mm. Yeah, so you're seeing that you would really love to get some kind of feedback, whether that looked like a tape and feedback on facilitating a group on tape, or maybe doing that in a retreat, but some mechanism for getting feedback.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
This is Claire.
Hi, Claire.
I'm listening, says I shouldn't say this, so I should say this. For me, it would be maybe once every 6 months, a 10-minute one-on-one guidance session with somebody in the facilitation support team, just so that where I could share what I see as coming up that's getting in the way of my facilitation. And I know there are many other forums that I could do this. It's just something for me about having to show up in a one-on-one session sometimes very powerful.
Yeah, so conditioning said you shouldn't be sharing this, so you decided it was the opportunity to share it. And you're noticing that it feels like there are other forums to be able to share what comes up and kind of is, I think you said, kind of the resistances or what you're seeing in your facilitation. And along with that, it seems really powerful to have a one-on-one opportunity to do that in addition to the other things that are out there. So perhaps once every 6 months or something like that, a chance to have that one-on-one opportunity to look at those things.
Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next?
Andrea, I'd like, is it possible to share again?
Sure.
Okay. So the thing that comes up for me is remote groups. So basically having groups that are remote for people who are not close to the monastery. So it could be facilitated by people who are in this program. And then it could be people from all over could join in the group. So it would be like an online remote meditation discussion group that meets at a certain time.
Yeah, so you're wondering about the possibility of some kind of like online remote discussion group. So if people are not close to the monastery or one of the sitting groups or discussion groups that's available, there could perhaps be this online forum for doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Jan.
Okay, next facilitator, is that who I'm hearing?
Penny will facilitate.
Okay, great. Penny?
Who's next?
This is Jan. Should I go ahead?
Hi, Jan.
Hi. What was coming up for me is just what was mentioned on Green Cove and what an amazing experience that was to assist in all the ways mentioned. And if there were other ways like that retreat that if opportunities are there, then I may have missed them. Just having that opportunity to assist with retreats in, you know, all the ways possible or any opportunities like that would be really appreciated.
So what you would really appreciate would be to have opportunities such as have been mentioned at Green Cove with other retreats to assist in that way.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi there. This is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, it's interesting answering that question from the point of view of the monastery. From where I sit, I feel like a lot of the support is coming our way instead of going out. Like, I feel really, really supported by, well, a whole bunch of different things, but the integrity of the practice of the people who are in the program, it really shines through in the blog and also on these calls. And just, you know, how people just, even over this year and a half. It's kind of a long period of time. I know it's a really big commitment to be involved in the program, and that commitment, that dedication to practice really shines through in the blog and other places, and I feel really, really supported by that. I also feel really supported by Jan and Chris's leadership in this call, and I know that's going to be ongoing, and also the subcommittee that's going to be, you know, assisting with that. And it's just, it feels like a huge support for us here at the monastery, and also for the whole practice, you know, for all that to be happening. And then just for me in particular from the monastery, I'd love to do more, actually. And if, you know, at whatever point it's kind of feels possible and right, if it ever does, that I would enjoy doing more facilitation here and away from the monastery.
So for you, the facilitation program has felt like a source of support to the monastery, and particularly the integrity of the practice of all the people involved and of Jan and Chris's leadership. And you'd like to, for yourself, actually have more opportunities to facilitate here at the monastery and other places.
Yep, I think that would be real helpful. But just the practice, if nothing else. Just in being in different kind of situations, being in different venues, different types of people, I just really want to practice facilitating.
So really practice facilitating with different, perhaps different groups and different settings and perhaps with different kinds of folks.
Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry? Is there someone else?
This is Karen A.
Hi.
First thing and only thing I could really think of was to have someone listen to a recording of group. That was the only thing that came to mind, and because I have such a strong sort of karmic pull to wonder if I'm doing it right and all of that, and so I'm not sure where that's coming from in me. As I really looked more deeply at the question, I just thought, for me, I just have to be available. It feels like there's so much support coming my way, and to just be available to attend all the retreats I can, and just all the opportunities that I can take advantage of, so that, and to me, that's how I would be assisted most.
So your first thought was that you would like to have someone listen to recordings, and you have a karmic pull to see if you're doing it right, and so you're kind of wondering where that suggestion came from. But for you, as you look at it, all the different kinds of supports that are available, taking full advantage of those would be really where you would like to go.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you, Penny. How about another facilitator?
Karen.
Karen? Okay.
Yes.
Great. And then someone to share.
This is Amy.
Amy?
Amy.
Something dropped in for me as I heard this question, and so I guess I'll go ahead and say it. I would like to have the opportunity to participate in the Facilitators Reflective Listening Buddies program, and I don't know if that's an option as a monk, but maybe the next step for me would be to write a note to the guest master.
Yes, so I'm hearing you say that you would love to have an opportunity to participate in the Reflective Listening Buddy as a facilitator with another facilitator, and using this as to write a note to the guest master to see if you can't make that happen.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hey. So that was a fun question to answer for me. I'm aware that there's a fairly large area of facilitation that I'm now comfortable with. And it's funny, I feel kind of an energy in my body right now that I don't often feel, which I would label kind of a nervousness. But when I was answering the question, it's been sort of at the edge of my awareness that as I participate in this program with everyone, I'm very inspired by what I project is people kind of pushing what they're comfortable with. I don't have a karmic bent towards wanting to be on the cushion at all. So kind of putting my, you know, there are other things that I feel really drawn to sort of naturally, if I could use that word. But in terms of being out there really facilitating and kind of putting myself out there and pushing the boundaries, that's not something that comes naturally to me. And so I'm aware that it would be really fun to take on pushing the boundaries past. So now there's this, as I said, there's this area where I'm really comfortable facilitating, and to kind of step beyond that and into the place where I'm not so comfortable and really kind of challenge myself to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're looking about how you can challenge yourself to the next level. And looking at this, you're experiencing some body sensations which you might label as nervousness, and having a lot of fun with looking at this question and then seeing where the differences between the areas that you're drawn at and are naturally kind of inclined to do, and then this new area where can you find the next level that challenges you in your practice.
Yep. Thanks, Karen.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This is Mickey.
Hi, Mickey.
I have someone right now who really doesn't want to share what I'm going to share, but so that's why I'm going to. So I have for this year not been in the regular facilitation rotation at the monastery, and there have been very good reasons for that, and I really would like the opportunity to do that again, and I realize that it's not actually probably in my control to make that happen, but what I realize is in my control is to be sure that I am practicing at the level which would allow that to happen again.
Mm-hmm. So stepping up to the plate and sharing this piece which you're being told that you cannot share, so stepping and also wanting to be in the rotation at the monastery and practicing facilitation there, and realizing that it is not within your control. And the way you can participate in this process is then find that place within yourself that the word upgrade comes through, but that's not really what you were talking about. To move to that next step in your practice that would take you to where you want to be.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. How about another facilitator?
This is Jan.
Jan. And then someone to share.
Yes, this is Jeffrey.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi. I really, really enjoy, the at-home working meditation retreats.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if there could be a way to do that, sort of like an at-home facilitation retreat.
Ah, so you've really enjoyed the at-home working retreats, and wondering if there might be a way to do that for facilitators.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I would like to get over my fear of volunteering to facilitate on a phone call.
Mm-hmm. Just like to get over that fear of volunteering to facilitate on a phone call.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
This is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. And a bunch of the things I wrote are the things that are happening now, like the blog and weekly calls. And I think those two. Yeah. So like kind
so
of are in place right now.
For you, it sounds like it's the things that are already in place, the blog and the weekly calls, that you just want to be continuing with.
Yes. Thank you.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Jan. And Jan LaTender, how about we switch to that fourth question that we didn't tell anybody about at this point?
All right. So the next question, given what is next for you as a facilitator, what small concrete first steps can you take today to move yourself along? So I'll read that again. Given what is next for you as a facilitator, what small concrete first steps can you take today to move yourself along? So we'll just have some silence here for consideration of that. Okay, who will begin as facilitator?
Catherine will.
All right, Catherine, great.
This is Melinda, I'll share.
Hi, Melinda.
Hi. So, especially given the last question about what your heart says are the next steps, for me, I think it's going to be, it feels like it would be really good to just sit down and write out what I saw in that and what the action steps are in relation to that.
So what is coming up as next for you to do would be to sit down and write down what came up for you with the question, what does your heart say is next? And to also write down the action steps for those.
Yeah, and then post it where I can see it.
And then post it where you can see it.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
This is Penny here.
I heard Penny.
My next step is self-facilitation, so the next big step and the next little step is to schedule it.
So the next big step is self-facilitation, and the next little step is to schedule it.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Karen here.
Karen?
Yes, I think it's too early to sign up for the retreat in August. However, I'm going to let my assistant know that I'll be gone during those 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So it's probably too early to sign up for the facilitator's retreat in August, but you're going to let your assistant know that you will be gone. So you're making a commitment to that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you.
This is Marie.
Thank you.
Marie.
My concrete step for today is to add encouragement and support for the facilitator to my recording.
Mm-hmm. Oh, to add encouragement and support to your facilitator on your recording.
Yeah.
All right. How about, hold on 1 minute, Janet. How about the next person to facilitate? And I'm going to stick my neck out here just a little bit. We're getting close to our time, but at the risk of putting you on the spot, Lisa Riedick, do you want to have your small step be to facilitate on the call? Are you there?
I'm here. I was muted.
and I know this is a little, this is maybe a little inappropriate. I want to have that small hand on your back there. Do you want to do this? Feel free to say no if you're not ready to.
I'll throw it out. Can I do one person or one
one person?
Absolutely. I'll do one. Hold on. Great. Can we hold on 1 second, though?
Yes, we can hold on.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'll share this way.
This is... I'm sorry,
Claire.
I can't hear.
Where? Claire? I want to look more at a piece of self-hate I have around facilitating.
You want to look more at a piece of... I'm sorry, you want to look more at a piece of self-hate that you're holding on to?
Yeah, and I want to do a self-facilitation to look at that.
And you want to do a self-facilitation to look at that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Lisa.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's see, Janet, you tried earlier, so let's hear from Janet, and then we probably need to move into wrapping up the call. So, Janet, I will facilitate your response.
Okay, well, I wanted to do the same thing. I wanted to talk into my tape today to remind myself what I did say that I wanted so that I don't forget that.
So you want to use the experience and a tool of your tape and talking to that about how you answered these questions today to remind yourself of what you want.
Yeah, what my heart wants, yeah.
What your heart wants, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for these questions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you bet. And in closing, we thought it would be helpful to go ahead and post these questions on the blog, and then over the course of the next few days, if you have something that you would like to add to something that you shared on this call, then that would be terrific. Or if something else occurs to you, or you can put that on there. Or if you have some things that you didn't get a chance to share but are anxious to, then please do. You can go ahead and post those things to the blog in relation to these questions.
Chris, this is Ann. I just want to say that's a great idea. I had already decided that I was going to write on the blog today because I'm sitting
terrific.
Here sick with the flu and didn't really participate much, but I got so much out of this call, so I'm going to write on the blog to say
excellent.
What I got out of it.
That's great. Yeah, and then things may be occurring to people, too, in the next little while. That's true for me. After I get off a call, things will start to, insights might come up and things begin to percolate. So any of those things that you think would be helpful for the monastery to know or Jan and I to know in terms of the facilitator program at this point, that would be really great to hear about. And I think that's everything we've got for today, right, Jan?
Yeah, is it true, Chris, we don't have a next call scheduled, nor do we have one to report like right now, but that we will be in touch with folks about that?
That is exactly so. So we'll schedule another one and then get an announcement out to people when that will be.
Catherine has a question.
Okay, Catherine.
If you'd mentioned if we had any feedback about the program you'd like to hear that, should we defend it to the facilitation communicator?
Actually, you can post it on the blog in relation to these questions. It would be terrific.
Oh, okay. I see. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, well, thank you all. Thank you for taking a part of your Saturday. And as has been said on the call, the level of practice is really inspiring. The integrity with which everybody's practicing is absolutely amazing. So thank you very
much.
Yeah,
and we hope everybody's owning those projections, including the two people who got this going. Thank you so much, Chris and Jan.
You bet.
Thank you.
All right, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.